Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Menachais, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Harei Olai Shor. So this person saved us a lot of problems by clearly saying what he wants to bring, what he promised. He said, I accept upon myself to bring an axe as a carbon. But he still didn't give us all the information we need. Because how much is this shor supposed to be worth? How much does he have to spend on this shor? Zok the Mishnah, Yavi hu unasachav bimana. This is how much you want him to spend. For the shor and the nesachim that have to come along with it. Because remember, an oila or a shlamim both require nesachim, which we have learned so many times. What is nesachim? A mincha, a flour mixed with oil and wine. So Yavi hu unasachav, this shor together with the nesachim, bimana. How much is a mana? 100 dinarim or 25 selah. How do we know this? Says the Batanura. Chazal is such a Messiah. The Turi Evan says it was a kind of halacha l'Moshe Sinai. So the Shaila is asked, well, what if a person says, I want to bring a shor, but I want its and its nesachim to be worth less than 100? He says so befeirish. Some say he can't. If there's a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, that has to be worth at least 100. So even if you spelled it out, you can't. That's a big machlokes. Some say no. If he didn't say how much it is, so this is our Messiah, it should be 100. But if he says less, he brings less. Now, the Turi Evan says one thing is for sure. Suppose the price of oxen just drops. Sometimes because of supply and demand, it's just very cheap. And you can't get one that's worth 100. So, of course, he brings it for whatever price he can get it. All right, but let's put all of this aside for now. Let's just say, Pasha Pshat, he says he wants to bring a shar. Doesn't say how much, so we're saying it and its nesachim should be worth a mana. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Egel. Let's say he promises to bring a calf. Yavihu nesachav b'chamesh. He has to bring a calf and its nesachim, that sum total would be worth 5 selayim, that's 20 dinarim. Ayil, if he promises to bring a ram, Yavihu nesachav b'shtayim. He has to bring a ram and its nesachim. Their sum total should be 2 selayim, which is 8 dinarim. Keves, if he promises to bring a lamb, Yavihu unasachav b'sela, he must bring a lamb, and the lamb and its nesachim has to be worth 1 sela, which is 4 dinar. Now, what if he does tell us how much? He not only promises the shar, but he gives us an amount. Shar b'mana, he says, I am a kabbal upon myself to bring an ox worth a mana. Ah, so very good. So even if you wouldn't have said anything, it would have been a mana. No, there's a big difference. If he says, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring an ox that is worth a mana, Yavi b'mana chutz min asachav. He has to bring an axe worth a mana, but the axe itself has to be worth a mana. We were saying till now the axe plus the nesachim. So the axe is a half a mana. And between the wine and the flour, it's another half a mana. It's probably not half and half, but just as a mashal, that would have been fine. But if he says beferish, a shar b'mana, no, the shar has to be worth a mana. Whatever the nesachim cost. If he says egel b'chamish, he promises to bring a calf worth 5 selayim. Same thing. It has to be b'chamesh chutz min asachav. The calf itself has to be worth 5. Unlike if he said plain, he's mekabel upon himself to bring an egel, it would be 5 together with the nesachim. For that matter, ayil b'shtayim, if he promises to bring a ram and he says out 2 selayim, yavi b'shtayim, he has to bring an ayil, a ram worth 2 selayim, chutz min asachav, besides for the cost of the nesachim. If he says keves b'sela, promises to bring a lamb, and again he says out a sela. So because he said it out, yavi b'sela, the lamb itself has to be worth a sela. Chutz min asachav, besides what it costs to purchase the nesachim. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, shar b'mana. He says, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring an ox worth a mana. V'hevi shnayim b'mana, and he brings 2 oxen. That if you would look at each ox on its own is taka worth less than a mana, but together it's worth a mana. If I'm going to go to the axe dealer and buy 2 oxen, these 2 would cost me a mana. So he didn't save any money, but lo yotze. He wasn't yotze his chayv to bring an axe that's worth a mana. Now I would understand, let's say, each axe was worth a half a mana. So the Mishnah, no. I feel a zeb mana chasidina, the zeb mana chasidina. He brings 2 oxen over here. 1 axe is worth a mana less 1 dinar. In other words, 99 dinar. And the other axe is worth a mana less 1 dinar. So he spent a lot of money over here. He brought 2 oxen that are almost worth 200. Each one is missing just a dinner. But lemaisa is not yaitza, because that's not what you promised to bring. You promised to bring one shar that is worth a mana. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Shachar, if he said, I am a kabbal upon myself to bring a black axe, the heavy lavan, he brings one that's white. Lavan, or he promises to bring a white axe, the heavy shachar, he brings one that's black. God love a heavy cotton, he promised to bring a large axe and brings a small one. In all these cases, loy yatsa. If you promise, you have to bring what you promised. Now maybe you're asking, listen, the amount I understand, but the color, like what difference does it make? So Taisa says, it makes a big difference because the different colors have different qualities. The hide of the shor shachar was the most valuable. Different colors had tastier meat. The white axe was the strongest for plowing. So it's not stam, oh, I don't like the color scheme. It's a different kind of axe. Each one has its own quality. Now, cotton. Let's say he promises to bring a small axe. Maybe cotton, he brings a big one. So the Tanakhama says, ah, yatsa, the chzicha good. For sure it's good. But Rebbe disagrees, and we mentioned the sheet of Rebbe earlier on. Rebbe, I'm a lo yatsa. You promise something, you bring what you promised. That's when you're yatsa, your vow. The Torah says, "Kechala yotzi mipiv yasa." Aye, what do you mean? I promised a little one. I brought a big one. Very nice, but it's not what you promised. Zayhal to Rabbi. Okay, so quickly chazring over Perig Yogimel Mishnah Ches. Someone says, "Arei alai shar." He has to bring a shar. He didn't say an amount, but the shar and its nesachim, the flour and the wine and the shar together have to equal a mon. If he says an eagle, it and its nesachim have to equal 5 slayim. If he says an ayel, it and its nesachim have to equal 2 slayim. If he says, I promise to bring a keves, a lamb, then yavihu nesachav, the lamb and its nesachim have to be worth a selah. If he says an amount, if he says, I want to bring a shor that's worth a mana, that's a chumra, because the shor itself has to be worth a mana besides for the nesachim. Same is true if he says, I'm going to bring a calf, and he says out for 5 slayim. So if he said nothing, it would be 5 slayim with the nesachim. Now it has to be 5 slayim besides the nesachim. Same is true if he promises an ayil and says for 2. Or he says a keves besela, it has to be worth those amounts besides for the nesachim. Someone says, I promise to bring a shar bimona. It's worth 100 dinarim, and he brings 2. And together the taka worth a mana. He didn't save any money, and he's not yaitza. You said one shar that's worth a mana. Even if each shar is almost worth a mana. Each shar is 99 dinarim. It's missing one dinar. I still don't have one shar for a mana. If he promises to bring shachar, instead he brings lavan, or lavan vehevi shachar. Or he says, I'm going to bring a big one, and instead he brings a small one. He's not yaitza. If he promises a small one and brings a big one, Rebbe holds he's still not yaitza. Then the Kama says he is. Rebbe says he's not. Tosfos says, same machloikis would be. Let's say he says, a realized shar of a mana. Promises a shar worth 100. And he brings a shar worth 200. So according to the Chacham, it's for sure good. According to Rabbi, no. Same problem. You have to bring what you promised.